You are tuned in to The Local here on KUMD, and right now we are sitting down with two members of the band Big Kiss. Thank you for joining me today. We've got Tyler with us and Josh. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Good. Thanks for having us, Malachi.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's good to get you guys in, and I really hope that sometime further out in the pandemic we can get a performance in as well with the rest of the crew. But it's good to have the both of you in. You guys want to talk a little bit about Big Kiss? How long has Big Kiss been going? How did it form? How do you guys know each other? Tyler, you are from Chicago, right?
Yes. That's right. So Josh is going to have more of the history of the band than I am, because I've been in it less time than he has. So
yeah. So we started like spring of 2018, and we practiced for a really long time before we played a show. And it was me, Ian Vincent on drums, and then Nikolai Mikkelsen was our original guitar player and founding member. And he has since moved to North Carolina last August. So,
yep.
We just kind of took forever to try and get a singer and everything. And then Tyler moved here, and we asked one of the most ripping drummers that we ever saw if he wanted to sing for the first time and do vocals. And so here we are.
Who are you drumming with when they saw you?
I played a band in Chicago called The Bug, and I drum in that one. And we played in Duluth in 2016, so they saw me play back then.
Yep.
And I guess they wanted me to be in the band, and when they asked, I've only ever played drums in bands. And they're like, hey, you want to be in a band? I was like, of course. Yeah, of course I'll play drums for you. And they're like, no. We want you to do vocals. And I was like, what in the heck? But it worked out. It's a whole new experience. It's, I don't know, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, how has that worked out? Had you ever written lyrics before that, or did it work out well that you were used to that, or did you kind of, not only was the singing, but also was lyric writing something that you had to learn right then?
So I've never written lyrics ever. However, I do love writing. I've done like a lot of zines and just rants and rambles, and so writing comes relatively natural to me. So that helps translate into lyric writing. However, lyric writing turns out to be extremely difficult. It's hard to convey what you want to convey without being like too cheesy or too blunt, or, you know, you gotta get like right where you want it to be. And that proved to be difficult, but a pretty fun challenge. I really like what I've written, and I like that I have the opportunity to write what I've written. It's worked out great.
Do the trio or the rest of the band, what order do you guys go? Do you have lyrics, put them to music? Do you guys kind of just rip through some songs and then you come in with the appropriate lyrics, or vice versa?
Yeah, mostly they, at practice, they'll write a song and then I will reflect on it later, usually while driving around or something, and come up with lyrics separate from the band and then present them to the band and make sure that we're all in agreement. You know, I don't want to, most of the things we write about are not too personal. They're like more, I don't know, political or whatever. Some personal stuff too. But try to make sure that we're all on the same page, because I don't want to be yelling about something that they don't care about, you know? So, but yeah, they write the songs and then I put lyrics to it after the fact.
Nice. So one of the reasons that we had you in, a few, is that there was a show, or as we're doing this recording, there is a show planned for this Friday, which would have been your guys' first performance, right, since the pandemic. But we do want to just let people know to check in before just going over to where it is, and we'll let you know where it is. But there is some rain, thankfully. There's some drought conditions out there, so thankfully that it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But there is a chance that the show gets rained out. But Big Kiss was going to be playing an outdoor show, right, this Friday?
Yes.
Yes.
I shouldn't say was. Yeah.
Possibly will be, yes.
Possibly will be, but with the caveat of the weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the rink, right, at Lower Chester?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amongst all the skateboarders, we're going to be hopefully playing. I think there's some other bands playing too. We're not really the ones promoting or booking the show. We kind of just have been along for the ride. So we'll see what happens.
Regardless of whether that happens, how has it felt to just getting closer to getting back together? Have you guys, even just practicing, which I'm sure it was probably a long time off, how has that felt?
Really, really good. And also with the lineup change. So we have our friend Matt in now. He's playing bass actually, and I have moved and stepped in for our guy Nitro on guitar. And it's been really, really fun just banging it out in the garage. And we've been having a blast. And it's were clicking really well and picking it up really quickly. So, yeah, I'm excited. I hope that we can play. To think that it's been 15 months or whatever is pretty gnarly. So,
yeah.
And our last show was at what, Landmark Lanes in Superior?
Yep.
March of last year. And
yeah. I haven't played since then. But yeah, practicing has been just so fun. It's like every Wednesday we get together and I don't know, just have a blast. It's like, it's almost been kind of nice to not have the pressure of needing to play shows because that's like music in its most purest form. Just a bunch of friends hanging out, having fun. It's been honestly kind of nice to not have the pressure of a show coming up. However, that said, it is also exciting to possibly play again. Especially something goofy like an outdoor show at a skate park. Like, that's like right up our alley. Right.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be a good time. I actually live kind of right by there. So.
Oh, nice.
Sick.
It's walking distance for me, if it does happen. So that show, for all you out there, that'll be this Friday at the rink in the winter, skate park in the summer at Chester Creek. But do keep an eye on some announcements for that, which I'm sure they can find on all social medias. And
mostly on Instagram, Big Kiss Goes on Instagram.
Yeah, they'll be sure to let you know if it's going ahead, as we do have some weather in. You guys did put out some stuff during the pandemic, right? There was a few songs. I'm trying to figure out. Did that come out after the pandemic kind of kicked in?
Yes. So April.
Yes, yeah, it did, yeah.
So we recorded with Razortail, who's playing on Friday as well, for a split tape that hasn't materialized yet. We're trying to push it out, actually, quickly here. So, yeah, we recorded last February or something, and then we just kind of thought, let's just throw it up online, so... And, I'm happy with how that turned out, and hopefully we can get it on tape.
Yeah, so you can find that one on Big Kiss Bandcamp as well. You can also find the previous full-length, or still pretty short, I guess. But that's because the songs are short. But it's got a full set list of songs, My Body's Landmine.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so this new one's going to be a cassette as well, you think, when it comes out?
That's the plan.
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So split. I think Razortail did 3 songs when we recorded them, and we had 2. So
yeah.
Nice. Looking forward to it. Yeah, Razortail is a band that I don't know much about, but I've been listening as they've been posting stuff. And you guys want to talk a little bit about they? This might just be semantics, and they refer to themselves as skate punk. When I listened to it, how much? What for the listeners out there? What's hardcore punk versus skate punk?
Ooh, well that, music like in terms of genre, hardcore punk expands like so far. It can include so many things, including music written by skateboarders, which I think is what Razortail means when they say skate punk. They're all skate rats, big time, always on a board,
ripping skaters.
Yeah, and like. If we want to get real nerdy about it, like in the 80s, there were skate bands. There was JFA and like kind of has like a surfy West Coast vibe, I guess. But mostly skate punk is just people who like to skate and also play punk.
Sweet. What's it like being a punk musician in Duluth? It is people talk a lot about that it's a really good place to be a musician, but the obviously dominant style is, you know, a little more folky, a little more banjo-y.
Yeah.
What you guys want to talk about a little bit about playing what, you know, maybe here is outsider music. It depends on where you are, if it's outsider music or not. But kind of, you know, based on the regular Twin Ports kind of music that you're going to see every day, it's a little different. What's it like? Like with the spaces that you play, the venues, and just kind of the scene?
Yeah. What I love about it is that there's so few punk bands that when there are shows, there's usually out-of-town bands, sometimes from pretty far away, not just like Minneapolis or whatever. So it's pretty fun to show those bands a really killer time. And we don't have to play all the time, just these kind of local shows. So it's special in that way. I do enjoy that. But... Other than that, yeah, you know, there's not a lot of great opportunities. You do it yourself, book it yourself.
Yeah.
Just like this Friday, you know, Jack from Razortail's putting this all together, and I hope it works out. I would be stoked to play and get back at it for sure.
And that's what I love about playing punk music. And this isn't even exclusive to just the Twin Ports area, but I love that typically you're playing non-traditional venues. It's you're playing in a basement, you're playing at an outdoor skate park, you're playing in an old barbershop or an old coffee factory, a bowling alley. You know, you're not playing like the typical bars that most bands in town play at. Because there's, I don't know, there's just a different energy when you're playing in a place that's not intended to be for music, but you make it for music. And there, I don't know, there's something special about that. And that, I've only ever played punk, so I can't speak for other genres, but I feel like especially with punk, that is what tends to happen. Yeah. You play very non-traditionally, both the music you're playing and where you're playing and who you're playing with, and love it.
Yeah,
I think the last time that I saw you guys was at Arco, which is the old coffee place that you're talking about, which is and that was a great show.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Some great touring bands as well.
That was cool.
For you guys, have you all been punk through and through? Is there a lot of different influences that come into your music, or is kind of what are some of the big, like, you guys are all getting together before you play? Who are you listening to?
Well, so
or is there a debate?
Well, in terms of the music that we play, I can't speak for Josh here or the other members of the band, but I've only ever played in punk bands. But at this point in my life, if I'm driving to practice, I'm listening to, I don't know, country music. I'm blasting some late 80s pop country, you know. So we expand every and all genres of music in terms of our personal taste.
Yeah.
And I think that in some ways that reflects in the stuff that Josh writes, you know. If you dig past the noise and the speed, there's some not typical punk riffs in there, you know?
And Ian's drumming is...
Yes.
It has a swing to it that is... I don't know. He listens to a lot of jazz. He listens to a lot of stuff. But I love the way that Ian drums. It's, like, not very typical of a hardcore band. Not to say that the boy doesn't fly behind the kit, but the swing of it... ever since, you know, at his old house in with Nikolai in 2018, I noticed that right away, and it was, like, really cool to hear that. And that's a lot of fun, and I think it gives us kind of a different perspective, a little bit of uniqueness.
Yeah, whenever I see his on his social media, he posts music from time to time, and it is very often, like, soul and funk and R&B.
Yeah, he absolutely chugs the drums. And I'm basically repeating what Josh just said, but he... plays in a way that is absolutely not typical for punk bands, and it's just incredible to be there for it and to see it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and all at, you know, it's still at that kind of breakneck speed, but mixing that in, that's really, really cool to hear.
And our on that subject of playing music, where do we come from? Our new guitarist, or sorry, new bassist Matt, never been in a band before. He chugs the bass. He just rips on the bass, but never, ever been in a band, which is so wonderful. It's just love getting people who have never played before in bands. It's so important. And it brings a different energy. You know, it brings, like, an excitement, and it's, like, so far from jaded. And so even just that, like, aside from the music that we all listen to, even just having someone who's never been in a band before brings such wonderful energy and excitement, you know?
Yeah, so new bass player, you are switching over to guitar. I also know you, Josh, recorded the first album, right?
Yeah.
Is that something that kind of learned on the fly? Or do you have any?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't need to do it again. I'm glad that we did it. I'm really glad that we did it. But yeah, I'm interested now in having someone else do it and seeing what that sounds like. We did it on a 4-track. Really limited setup, and just kind of played in a basement and ripped through them. But it was cool. I'm glad that we were able to do that for both the two things that we've got out so far. But definitely looking forward to a new batch of songs and recording with somebody for that experience too.
Yeah, do you have to go out of town for that? Is there a way to get that done in Duluth with someone who you'd feel good about recording punk music?
Yeah, there's plenty of folks around and plenty of folks Minneapolis. You know, we haven't talked about it or anything, but it's fun to think about in the future. That too is writing new songs with Matt coming up here, you know, after the show. Going to start turning our focus to that. We've been trying to learn a set, which we have. And so that's exciting too, to be able to focus on new stuff now as well. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. We miss Nick a lot, but... I'm excited about what's happening here too.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, I guess this is a question more for you, Tyler, about some of the lyrics. You mentioned driving a lot out in nature, listening to country. I think there's one song in particular on My Body is a Landmine where you talk about like the respite from city life in nature, be it wherever. But also you mentioned on Bandcamp this question about, is it just kind of escapism or, yeah, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because that was a really interesting point to make. And it makes me think about just how, you know, obviously not everyone has the same access to the outdoors, to things that we think of as nature. And when you're playing hardcore punk, you know, it seems very like a in the city thing. Like you're in, and then you just want to talk about that kind of like that dichotomy.
Totally. Yeah. So that song in particular, oh, what the heck is the name of that song?
Coward on the Run, I believe.
Yes, it is called Coward on the Run and is titled as such because it is a song about how I do love going to the woods. I often go to the woods. But in that song in particular, I'm addressing the fact that oftentimes when life gets hard, I just go to the woods. And it's called A Coward on the Run because that's many times it's been a cowardly act of mine. I'm not proud of it, so figured I'd address it in a song, you know. But yeah, it's about running away to the woods where there's nothing that can bother me anymore. And it's something that's, like I said, it's not something I'm proud of. It's not, but I don't know. I think that's just part of punk music is addressing hard stuff, even if it's something hard within your own life, you know?
Absolutely.
But yeah, in that song in particular, it's about going to the woods. And like you said, not everyone has access to that. And so that's not something that's addressed in the song, but that's even complicated. You know, not everyone feels welcome in the woods. Not everyone feels safe there. That song is just kind of about how much I love the woods, but how much it also can be unhealthy to just run away from your problems.
And you mentioned you do bring your lyrics to everyone. How important is that, the band member's philosophy to be in the band? A lot of songs are political, as you mentioned earlier, about social issues, seems to be up front. Is that really important to you guys with who, obviously, you know, it's good to just be a group of people playing together that you would hang out with on any day, right? It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun on your at your practices as well.
Totally.
So, yeah, you want to talk about that a little bit? Just
is the
outlook of the band kind of all?
Full trust in anything that Tyler writes and comes up. We've never, you know, edited anything of his. That's him expressing himself, but the way that he does it, which I think he does really well, is widens it out for the band, just people, you know, who relate to the things that he's talking about. And yeah, so I trust him completely 100% with his lyrics, and I've been really proud of a lot of the things that he's written for us. So, and you know, being our guy, man, out there on the mic, he's saying important things and then just crushing with energy and passion. And yeah, it's a big just punch. It's all energy and positive energy coming out. So yeah, love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And once again, Friday show, make sure you all keep an eye on the weather and whether or not it goes forward. Thanks a lot for coming in today. And one more thing I wanted to include. Big Kiss once just kind of gave it to me and gave me a tape. So I want to say thank you. It's a big moment for me.
It
was like, wow, people are just giving me tapes out in public. And to all of you, if you've got music out there, just find me and send it my way.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, you've been a big supporter of us for a long time. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
And can't wait to be back at Luce on Thursdays, my dude. CDs! Yeah.
All right. And that's all for our interview with Big Kiss. If you don't get a chance to see him this Friday, I'm sure they'll have something else coming up and more music on the way. Stay tuned. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks,
Thank you, Malcolm.